Welcome to Beyond the Bombshell, the podcast that dives deep into the heart and soul of real life. I'm your host, Michelle Stokes, and I'm here to guide you through this empowering journey. We'll talk about real life and what it truly takes to be a strong, confident, and fulfilled woman. Join us as we rewrite the rules and celebrate the extraordinary and fierce women we all are. We'll share insights, build a space for uncomfortable conversations, and truly just embrace real life. Let's go beyond the surface and find your real life bombshell. Okay, it is spring officially, finally. Oh my God, at last here in Newfoundland, even though we just had freezing rain a couple of days ago that we actually missed because we were in Toronto, but that's okay. But I'm here to give you a couple hot tips for your spring wardrobe. And tip number one is a trench coat. You need it. You want it. When you go out, there's going to be probably a couple different fabrics. I have a summer trench, but I also have like a spring fall trench. And if you touch them, one is like a more like cottony, light summer vibe, more fabric. But when you feel like these, they're almost like a splashier, almost like they will be really good to like repel water, rain. Not the best, but it seems that way. I have two from Reitmans this year, and they are perfect right now for spring. And you can wear them into the summer, of course, and into fall. And if you find them on sale, I would highly, highly, highly recommend get them in black and like a taupey camel brownish color, because that is what is in right now. We went to Toronto, and the first thing I packed was my camel, like light brown, medium brown trench coat, because I knew it's what everyone was going to be wearing there, with like some sneakers and just a graphic tee. And I was right. Everybody had them on. Even at the zoo, people, you know, the girls had their fashion sunglasses on, their trench coat, you know, jeans. We'll talk about jeans in a little bit, but like even just like graphic, like dresses and sneakers. And it is like 12 out of 10, exactly what you need right now in your wardrobe. Someone asked me to share some videos on how to actually style a trench, and I haven't done that yet, so I promise I will. I haven't actually worn my black one as much as I thought I would. I only wore it once since I had it, and I've had it about a month right now. I've been wearing the camel brown one, like repeat. It just really naturally goes with everything that I've been wearing, which is amazing when you find that coat that you just love. And sometimes people are like, what do I do with the belt? You know, they all have like the fabric belt, like no one wants it tied, and you just need to tie it from behind. You just need to tie it from behind, and maybe I'll do a quick little video to show you. It's just a knot, just tied from behind. But then it actually gives you a little bit more shape on the back. Like the one I have, when I turn around, there's like a little bit of a layer, like it's like a little bit disconnected on the top. So like it might make me look a bit wider than what I am. Like you can't see the curve of my back before my butt. So I do tie it. I tie that belt instead of it just hanging down or just taking it off. I just tie it to help give me a little bit more shape with the trench. So I have been wearing it with black pants, denim, dresses, which is pretty much the only bottoms that I really wear, let's be real. But I've been wearing it nonstop. So if you are looking to add a staple, really important piece to your wardrobe, or maybe you have one from years ago. I found one that I had from, I think it was probably like 4 or 5 years ago, and mine was like a light mauve rose pink. Loved it. Beautiful. It was from RW Co. But when I pulled it out, it was actually an extra small. I can't even get my arm in an extra small these days. So I gifted that to my sister. So I hope she's enjoying that piece, because it is the piece of the season for sure. Next is denim. And I think denim, I have not worn denim. And I'm not joking. I have not worn jeans since probably the fall. And I mean early fall. Last year, I went on that, like, you know, find the perfect denim, my jean journey. And I ordered a bunch from Abercrombie and Fitch. And they came, and they're beautiful, like, shades of denim. Very summery, I find, because they're really light. Wide leg, which I loved, but they're stiff. So the winter, I just been wearing black. Black bottoms on black bottoms, skirts and black bottoms. So when I went to pull out some jeans this year, I'm like, oh, can I wear those stiff jeans? So I was running to the mall and I just happened to jump in American Eagle because I knew they had these curvy mom jeans that I've heard of. And I pulled, like, I was like, I just told her, I'm like, hey, I'm probably like a 32, 33. I don't know. It depends on how much stretch there is. Like, can you just pull a bunch for me and just bring them in the dressing room for me to try on? I said, I wanted to avoid black because I have so much black already. I just wanted to be like denim, light, medium, dark wash. Rips were okay. I didn't want jeggings. I wanted something that I'm just kind of over. I love jeggings. I do. They're so comfortable, but I don't want to feel like a sausage. I just wanted to feel like I have some length. And anyway, she brought in like 8 pairs, which I didn't even think. A couple of them were like ankle cropped length, which I don't love. I do love if I'm wearing a stiletto. If I'm wearing a heel, I do love it, but I don't wear stilettos or heels very much. I just wear sneakers a lot and flats and booties. So I didn't want to do crop, but I found 2 pairs I love, and you have seen me wear them on social media already. And I've linked them a couple times for you to find, but denim is in. It is back. If you have not worn denim all winter, because I know a couple of you have messaged me already and been like, I have not worn jeans since last June. I'm like, yes, sister, I am with you. Get out of your leggings. Get out of those black jogger style pants that you have from Lululemon or the knockoff ones or whichever ones you have, and get yourself a good pair of jeans. It is what's in right now. It is it. And I think the only other thing that I really want to talk about right now for wardrobes is I'm not ready for print. Prints are coming. Like, summer's almost here. The floral prints. I know Birds and Papaya is coming out with a beautiful print with Reitmans. I can't wait for it to come. And it's going to be a summer. It's going to be a summer thing. I'm not quite ready yet. If you're wearing it already, good for you, honey. Like, you just want the summer vibes. So I'm not quite there yet. I'm like a fall wardrobe, but it's spring. So like, it's, you know, about time to get rid, put back the booties, the suede booties. It's almost time to put those away, but I'm still into like the neutrals, the whites, the blacks, the navies, the creams, the beige, just like neutral color palettes, just safe. You know, it could be camel on camel, tan on tan, beige on beige. It could be just like you're wearing the same top and same bottom, same colors, all monochromic. I think that's right. But that is what I'm feeling for spring. Kicks are back. Sneakers are back. Definitely sneakers are back. I have seen some really, really, really nice loafer style shoes. I haven't got a pair yet myself. A lot of them do have the big chunky heel, which you do, you boo. Like, they are super cool, super trendy, and you might love them. I just don't like my feet feeling or looking big because I have this weird thing. I'm only a size 7, but I hate it when my feet or my shoes just like feel really clunky. I just don't like that. So, but I have seen some really, really like slim, sleek, super cute. Again, it's like black and white, beige, tan and white, cream and white color scheme together with like a little bit of accent of like gold or silver, which are like perfect for right now because the ground is pretty wet. It's pretty dry. It's not wet anymore. It's pretty dry. But yeah, that's what my wardrobe is right now. I haven't officially pulled out my summer wardrobe because my summer wardrobes are a lot of pinks and purples and florals and all the prints, and I'm not quite ready to do that yet. A little bit of pink has entered. I did pull out my pink blazer and a pink shirt, but not a pink floor yet. But right now it's a lot of whites, a lot of creams, a lot of beige, a lot of denim. Black pants are still always, but I'm trying to like, you know, move back a little bit. My leather pants is going to be too warm for leather pants, honestly. But that's really where the bulk of like, it's like just classic, simple, not overthinking it. It's like going to like the clubhouse at the tennis club meets going to the office meets grabbing Starbucks and going to Winners. So it's like all three. You're picturing like you have your camel trench, you have a nice cream graphic tee or crew neck sweater, maybe add a collar. You could add a collar and a bit of jewelry. You got your medium wash denim that's, you know, has like a rip or two, and then you have like these cute little kicks, some sneakers, and you got your crossbody, like the Amazon one that I just pinned a couple days ago. I can share it again if you want it. That's also like cream, beige, brown mixed together. beautiful. And like, that's a look. I haven't updated my ball hat. I do have like a brown Michael Kors ball hat, but you know, everyone's wearing like the LA or the New York Yankees ball hats. I have a black one that needs to be updated desperately. And I do think I would really like to have like a camel beige colored one to really match my trench, because that would just like make it perfect for Saturday when I don't want to wash my hair. Like, you've seen it. If you go to Pinterest right now and you're like chic street style weekend wear, what pops up? Exactly what I just highlighted, I think. I'm going to do it. Literally, Pinterest, search chic street style outfits. And like, the third one that comes up is a blonde chick that has a light beige trench coat on, neutral beige pants on, white neutral kicks. She has a striped, I do like stripes, horizontal stripes, vertical stripes, doesn't matter. She has a striped light sweater on underneath that just looks cream and black, or cream and like a deep navy, and it is chic. That is your fashion tips. This is your quick, not even 15 minute blurb of what do I wear right now during spring, waiting for summer to officially come. It's get yourself a trench. Keep your tops simple, plain, black, white, natural, neutral, tan, navy. Add a graphic to it. Perfect. Sure. And keep your pants simple and just pull out some cute, very neutral, I don't even care if it's a brand name, you know me and brand names, it doesn't matter whatsoever. You can get it at a chic boutique here, or you can just get it at the mall, or you can get them at Walmart. I'm pretty, like, Joe Fresh, like, I'm sure you can get it at Joe Fresh. I haven't worn blazers a lot all winter, and the problem I have with blazers is I hate putting a jacket over my blazer. I do it, but I hate it, because a lot of my blazers now have, like, shoulder pads, so it's been a while since I've dove back into blazers. But now, a couple weeks ago, I looked at my current blazer selection, and my white one isn't the most crisp white anymore. I brought it to the dry cleaners to try and help, but it's still not. It was just an H&M one anyway. That was probably only like $30. So it wasn't like a great one from the beginning. The black one I had, it's kind of gone a little bit like woolly and knotty. Like, I need to almost like get one of those like clothes shavers. But again, it was from Dynamite. It's a couple years old, so it's not, I'm not expecting it to be in great condition. So two of those now are, I'll say, downgraded to like my, you know, I don't have any important meetings. I'm just maybe heading to the mall. I might want a blazer just to throw on because I'm going, I don't know, for brunch or something like that. Like, those are downgraded now to like a more everyday, not doing anything special in the public. So I reordered a couple new ones from Zara, which are a lot higher quality fabric. They have a lot of structure, like an actual silhouette. I have like gold buttons, so I ordered it in black and white to kind of like upscale those pieces for like any events we might have coming up or any important meetings. Like, those would be like for safety net, for like, I need to show up. Like, I just wore one in Toronto. I need to show up and look pretty put together. And I also ordered a powder blue one that you all seen and wanted me to wear in Toronto, but I didn't, because I just felt like the setting of the room and the atmosphere was more like glitz glam, and the black and the white just matches so much better. So I didn't wear it. So that, I'm almost ready to wear that one. Spring is here and it's close, and I'm going to play with that one. So blazers are definitely going to be a staple piece. And my trench coat, I did buy it big enough that I can fit a blazer underneath it if I need to. So that's my quick under 15 minute update on what you need to be wearing or adding to your wardrobe right now. If you're not sure where to get it, pop me a DM and I can share where I have picked up these pieces. And you can do this very, very affordably. You probably already have jeans, you already have graphic tees, you already have blazers. You may not have a trench, so it's definitely a piece that if you get it and you get black or you get camel, this is a very staple color that you can keep wearing for a couple years in a row. You know, buy it in a size that it's okay if it's a little bit big, or if it's a little, you know, you don't want to outgrow it. If you have any questions or want to know where to find those locally without having to order them, just pop me a DM and I will be happy to share them with you. This is my quick fashion tips in under 15 minutes on what I am wearing this spring. Chat soon. Bye.
That wraps up another inspiring episode of Beyond the Bombshell. I hope our time together has ignited a fire within you to embrace your authentic self and show up fearlessly. If you enjoyed today's episode and want to continue this empowering conversation, make sure you subscribe to Beyond the Bombshell on your favorite podcast platform and join our community of fierce women who are rewriting the rules and embracing their unique journeys. Connect with me on social media at Bombshell Babes Club, where we can continue to uplift and support each other, to share Beyond the Bombshell moments, and let's inspire others to embrace their true selves. Remember, you are more than what meets the eye. You are a force to be reckoned with. Keep shining, keep growing, and keep embracing the extraordinary woman that you are. Until next time, stay real and keep going beyond the bombshell.